Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Vincent Domenico, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-O. Vincent Domenico is a 41-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 1-18-21. Period, he was carrying an air canister from work. Period, he turned and his knee gave out, causing him to fall. Period, the canister crushed his thumb and wrist. Period, as a result, he believes he injured his left wrist and thumb as well as his right knee and was seen at the emergency room in Hamilton the same day. Period, he had further evaluation and surgery but remains unaware of his final diagnoses. Period, he had two knee surgeries as well as surgery on the thumb and wrist. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, he admits to previously undergoing surgery on the same knee on 3-10-09 after an anterior cruciate ligament tear from playing sports. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Domenico alleges he fell while carrying an air canister and injured his right knee and left hand. Period. Treatment records show he was seen that same day at the emergency room where he underwent x-rays of the right knee that showed no evidence of fracture or soft tissue swelling. Period. There was endo button fixation device present in the lateral epicondylar region. Period. X-rays of the left hand showed no significant soft tissue swelling. Period. There was a fracture of the distal phalanx of the thumb that was consistent with an avulsion fracture. Period. There was a 3 millimeter occipital density distracted by approximately 2.5 millimeters from the dorsal tip of the distal phalanx of the thumb. Period. He had an MRI of the right knee done on 2-6-21 at the referral of Dr. Vu, that's V-U, period. New paragraph on 3-4-21, he underwent surgery on the left hand to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph on 4-22-21. He was seen preoperatively by Dr. Urbaniak, U-R-B-A-N-I-A-K. Period. He was also seen on 7-2-21 by Dr. Wang, with left radial-sided wrist pain. Period, the distal phalanx of his thumb was doing well, but he reports residual pain over the radial aspect of the wrist with ulnar deviation. Period, he had undergone splinting and anti-inflammatories but remained symptomatic. Period, x-rays were done and demonstrated no evidence of acute osseous injury or malalignment of the left wrist. Period, he was diagnosed with decoid veins, tenosynovitis, as well as left wrist pain and left thumb distal phalanx fracture that was closed. Period, he was splinted and a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period, he did undergo surgery by Dr. Wang on 8-12-21, period. He had an MRI of the right knee on 10-11-21 compared to a study of 2-6-21 to insert here, period. He saw Dr. Wang and his colleagues through 8-2-21, period. However, none of the documentation provided pertains to treatment for the right knee. Paired, I am certainly not in receipt of operative reports for the right knee. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He carried a backpack. Pretty states he felt yesterday because his right knee gave out getting down out of his pickup truck. Pretty is still getting physical therapy for his neck. Pretty says that is for a claim separate from his knee and hand. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed a birthmark on the right index finger. Pretty was healed 1 1/4 inch surgical scarring in a longitudinal fashion on the dorsal aspect of the left wrist that was somewhat raised in a ridge format. Period of callus formation and rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was variable and associated with guarding. Period. Abduction flexion and 100 degrees with internal rotation 80 degrees and 75, external to 75 degrees, all with neck pain. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers is otherwise full in all spheres of that crepitus. Or triggering or locking. Period. There was tenderness with flexion of the left wrist. Period. Many muscle test was 5 plus for right hand grasp and 5 minus for left. But was otherwise 5/5. Extremities lower inspection revealed recent abrasions bilaterally that he attributed to bushes and a fall. Period. He had healed portal scarring and longitudinal scarring about the right knee consistent with his surgeries. Period. There was chafing and embedded dirt in the knees bilaterally on the right more than the left. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Active right knee flexion was from 0 to 105 degrees. Period. He refused passive range of motion testing. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes with that crepitus or tenderness. Period. Left patellar deep tendon reflex was 4 plus compared to 2 plus on the right and at the Achilles bilaterally. Period. Many muscle test was 5 minus. /5 resisted right hamstring and quadricep strength but was otherwise 5/5. He was tendered to palpation at the supralateral aspect of the right knee, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal. Go back to hands, wrist, elbows normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a right transverse anterior scar consistent with prior surgery. Paired active flexion was 30 degrees, extension 35 degrees, rotation right 40 degrees and left 45 degrees with side bending right 25 degrees and left at 20 degrees. Paired with global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. On 1/18/21, Vincent Domenico was carrying an air tank when his knee gave out and he fell. Pretty was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays of the knee and hand showed no acute abnormalities. Pretty also underwent a right knee MRI on 2/6/21 to be inserted here. Period. He submitted to surgery on 3/4/21 to be inserted. Period. He had a second surgery on the hand on 8/12/21 to be inserted. Period. I repeat, MRI of the right knee was done on 10/11/21. Period. Mr. Domenico revealed that he had previously undergone anterior cruciate ligament repair on 3/10/09 after a sports injury. Period. He relates undergoing surgery on the knee 2 times after the subject event, but I'm not in receipt of either report. Period. opening paragraph, the current examination found variable motion about the left shoulder associated with voluntary guarding, period. He had full range of motion of the left elbow, wrist, hand, and fingers. Period, provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period, there were skin changes on his hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, there was healed surgical scarring about the radial longitudinal wrist. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the right knee and refused passive motion. Period. He had a very brisk left patellar reflex. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the cervical spine, consistent with his known history. Period. There was global tenderness to this region in the absence of spasm. Period. In the paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. At this point, I am not in receipt of sufficient information to offer an estimate of disability involving the right leg or knee. Period. I would appreciate the opportunity to review pertinent records to opine in that respect. Period. End.